UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back, welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station and people that, whatever the opposite of the hawk is, it's out and about with this sun, but I'm enjoying it. I am a tropical equator kind of kid, so I can handle it, but I enjoy it simultaneously. Steve Rummage is coming around the corner. Nikki V in the booth.
Morning, Buzz. It is really, 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 really high. It's like really, 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 no,
and again, don't take this as a complaining one bit. It's just I wasn't used to it.
Yeah, more just an observation.
Yeah. I got out of my car and I was wondering, you know, I usually wear hoodies because, you know, it's cold in here, you know, for my likings for the most part, but I don't mind. So I usually have these hoodies on. I got out of my car and I'm just kind of like, I don't know if it's going to work today. You know, it's like, thank goodness for DFH Company. Are you good over there, Steve? You may have to move that microphone away. Is it bendable or is it just you stuck with it?
No, listen, I forgot my headphones. We turned me up a little bit.
It's unreal. There's no way you can forget a headphone.
I forgot my headphones down in the truck. Just left them down in there. Yeah, today. So I'm going to have to go grab them. Mark Blankenbaker and I was talking about football. So just kind of running over some of the big recruits this weekend and stuff. So it was good. It was good.
We're going to revisit that conversation. For those of you, yes, the YouTube, it's on its way. I'm getting there as we speak. But I just want to say, Steve, could you make that minimum turn that you did with the camera the same way I asked you to do yesterday? Yes, perfect. That is
a sentence.
A little selfish.
Oh, there you go. Steve. Get the moneymaker in there. A sentence I heard in the back. I think this might need to become a segment, maybe. Like, something heard in the bullpen or something like that.
Okay.
But I just, as I was walking up, back up to the studio, I have my cup of water. Shout out Tyler Martin Water Coffee. I just hear Blankenbaker in full panic go, "Jack, can you dribble?"
We don't talk about Bruno, and we don't talk about... Little reference there, Disney. Shout out. We don't talk basketball with Mark Blankenbaker right now. But football,
Wait a minute. Stop it right now. Everybody just stop, freeze, pause what you're doing. Turn up your radio because Marcus just has to have a conversation.
Okay.
And I want you to relax a little bit as well, Steve.
I'm good.
Because I have to bring people into our world. It's not fair if we move along and people are not moving along with us. Mm-hmm. You and I have went out of our way to say it's our thing. This thing is ours. It's mm-hmm. not us. Got you know it. Yeah, I'm good.
I got to go get my headphones. Yes. I'm sorry. I can't do this.
No, take your time. So because here's the thing. I got to have a conversation. Listeners of 93.9. Sometimes the YouTubers get a kind of a preview of the show. Sometimes we get the YouTube rolling and we actually live video our pre-show meetings. Nikki, you are quickly becoming the star of the pre-show meetings, if I didn't tell you about Aww. That. Did you
Yay.
Did you got a glimpse at your little Instagram dance that I posted?
Oh yeah, the wavy bars
yes,
or whatever.
Yes, people enjoyed you dancing to Latino music on my on my Instagram and Facebook and Twitter.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, you are quickly becoming a leading role in this midday thing, right? So here's what's going on, Nikki. I enjoyed our conversation this morning. Okay, and what I mean by that is, you know, Steve had a movie recommendation, which we did say, listen, I heard everybody talking about movies recently, and I didn't want to, like, fall into the movie talking conversation that's a nice Wednesday in the summer. I mean, it's always great to talk TV shows and movies, you know, in the summer, right? We all have common interests and things like that.
Right, right, right.
So Steve's kind of trying to give me a minor sell on Stranger Things. He is saying I would like it. And I mean, we were all kind of talking. We kind of all had that, you know, pre-show worked up energy. And I was doing my best to cut him off and say, hey, a well-written show I can appreciate. So I know what you're saying. And I believe you when you tell me Stranger Things is well-written. It's creative. It's well-written. But the premise of shows that leave you thinking about, you know, wondering and bigger picture thing, it's like, no, I don't want to do that. Like it at this spot in my life, I don't want to go to bed thinking about, hey, that's weird and what if, like, yeah, I just don't need those right now,
right?
You know, in this window of the world that I'm living in, what if scenarios and dimensions scenarios and weirdness, I just don't have a lot of place for. So I was telling Steve it sounds extremely interesting. I would appreciate it. I know I would appreciate it. But right now, I just cannot handle.
It's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a lot to kind of.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm just right now, I'm in more of a practical, you know, I'm in a practical mode trying to get some things done, you know.
I know.
Just, yeah, I don't need that extra distraction in my brain. So I was saying.
Well, because you're like me. And I've missed the last minute or so.
You can imagine it's been about the same.
Yeah. So if I
repeat, good on sound.
Yeah. Down just a touch because now these actually work. I'm sorry about that, y'all. I forgot. Yeah. Oh yeah. You're plenty good. I forgot my headphones down there. But you're like me. We have imagination.
we still have our imagination.
And right. No. Seriously. Like we haven't lost that. Thought. I think me and you have this ability to live between our ears a lot. Like I can, time still passes more quickly for me, even when I'm alone, because I got a lot going yeah. on. Yeah. You know, like I just think. Don't look at me like that. Like your brain just.
I'm just saying, man. My
hey, buddy.
My brain is like fart.
My brain's like a car with a bad transmission, man. It is just going. The RPMs are all over the map. So I feel you, my friend.
No, I'm messing with you, but like. So when we watch shows that we really like.
Mm.
I think we immerse ourselves in these shows,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like, this is one that's got me.
And you apply them
yeah.
to life. What makes radio so much easier for us, I think, yeah. sometimes. Like, no, this show, I can apply this scenario to the grocery store trip, to the traffic, to yeah. the commute, to the radio show. I can apply these, and you're yeah. always pulling. And I'm like, just get a Stranger Things. I don't want to pull dimensional conversation.
Well, because it's something that, I'm going to go a little James Strebel here. It's something that I think is, could be. Real, like not Stranger Things, mm-hmm. like not necessarily just monsters and stuff, but just like, you know, you ever have those moments where you're like, somebody is,
yeah, I believe in extrasensory,
and I believe in the I'm Christian minded mm-hmm. with the afterlife, heaven, hell, different stuff like that too. So, but I mean, even if we just say, okay, let's take that out of it. Like, I'm like, you have the moments where you're like, and in this show, there's things yeah. like this where it's like the person is standing right there yep. and they're like, wait a minute. Like, you're mm-hmm. almost like, and you can see the people like looking in the thin air like, wait a minute, is Nick right there? You know,
listen, again.
Jeanette's usually asking the same thing.
This doesn't have to be an existential, you know, conversation, but I will say this. Two things really quick. Our morning conversation was talking about third dimension, fourth dimension. We may not be able to recognize it, but if it's there, we may have some sensories that can detect some of it but not process it. Yeah. My dad told me a long time ago, Marcus, there are fourth dimensions and fifth dimensions. There's so much, just like, and again, educated military pilot. Dad, do you believe UFOs? You know, young Maven, old middle-aged Maven, older Maven. I've revisited this conversation separate times, not on purpose. My dad brings it up, you know, let's say every 12 years he forgets he's told me this before, you know what I'm saying? He said, I don't know if I ever told you this, but, you know, when the conversation comes up, he says, Marcus, without question, you know what I'm saying, there's been aircraft, you know what I'm saying, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, I'm listening, you know. And he says, Marcus, I'm flying a military formation. So you fly it like a triangle, and y'all are on different elevations. You know, this mm-hmm. like, so imagine you fly in a formation like a triangle, so we're on different levels, so in case you get too close or too far, we won't be in the same, but we're in the same grouping, you know. So he's talking about flying in this triangle elevated formation, and he says, they see something out here. And they said the way it's moving there is like, that's physically incapable for an aircraft to be moving at, you know. These are men, pilot men, who study every level of physics just to get a yeah. pilot's license, like especially military. You know, so they're like, okay, we're all at five different positions, seven different positions, 10 different positions. And we're stopped and we have a conversation. We're like, yeah. okay, you move left. I move right, you go up, I'm gonna go down, and we're all gonna look at this together. Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, because you can break sound barriers and everything. Right, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah. right.
So my dad talks about this story, and he basically like, okay, y'all, when we get back, we're gonna debrief. You know what I'm saying? So now when we go back to debrief, we have to decide
yeah.
on how we gonna pop, you know. Y'all do realize if we talk about what we just experienced,
there's a solar flare.
First of all, we're getting drug tested. Second of all, we're gonna have to debrief with military surveillance. If there's anything real to this, we're never gonna be safe again. You know, so it's just like, these are practical military.
Well, and in this in this show, like, this all's coming. I mean, this stuff is coming from a base.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they've created this thing in this base, and it's like, it's got that Area 51 yep. vibe. It's not about aliens, yep. but it's like, you know, where it's like, they're like, hey, you cover this up at all costs, you know.
Yeah, there's some conspiracy elements of it.
Yeah. My dad and his co-pilot, you know, his pilots just said, hey, we make a joint decision today. We all saw it from a different, you know, angle in a full formation. You were 17 miles to the left of me. You were 17 miles to the right of me. You know what I'm saying? You were 36 nautical miles, you know, into the front. You know, like, hey, what? Okay, so.
Nautical nonsense.
be something we miss.
You get my point. Yeah, he's like, we saw it from this many degrees of separate, you know, of, okay, hey, just let it go. We go along knowing that we just saw something that is physically impossible on,
right?
By our gravitational rules, we saw something that's impossible. Let's call it a day and go home to your wife and kids. Go tell them you love them.
Right.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Yeah. I know. So he's carrying that weight around, you know, and there's some other guys. I don't know who they are. They're carrying this thing around. So anyway, I went way that too far down the road. Steve, Marcus, Nikki having dimensional conversation was preparing us for doing a show today, right? And
yes,
speaking of dimensions,
we need to have a pre-show.
Oh yeah.
Kind of like WWE one time released a DVD and it was all the stuff that happened after the cameras went off. Because like there's so much stuff, you know, some guys sometimes will come out to the ring, they kind of get out of character, they do some stuff, you know, different things. It's like, I wish people could almost see our pre-show sometimes and the conversations.
Sometimes that, I do that, but
that have, you know.
But you got to be careful with them.
Fighting it off.
So here's what happens.
You said, dude. I couldn't help myself.
Okay.
It's the child in me.
This is what happens. Pre-show, dimensions, secondary dimensions. Now I have to tell the real story.
Okay.
Steve, we said we're going to come up with a movie segment.
Uh-huh.
I don't care about doing that. It's fun when we do talk movies. It doesn't have to be a segment. We can be organic as possible, whatever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Steve, there's a movie. It's called Fallen.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington, mm-hmm. John Goodman, some really heavy hitters.
Yeah.
You did a great job talking about how you and I can bring these references and apply them incredibly accurately to real life.
Absolutely.
Nikki, I need a little bit of background. So people who know this movie will know exactly what I'm saying, and people that don't know this movie are going to understand the premise of this movie just with me saying this. So Nikki, give me a little bit of sound.
Okay.
Well,
is on my side. Yes it is.
Is on my side. Yes, it is.
Lou.
What? You always saying that you wanna be free, but I wanna run the mill.
Mike! Yo, Mike.
Yeah, Tucker.
Why were you singing that song, huh?
Song?
The song. Why were you singing that song?
I was singing something?
They put you up to this? Why were you singing that song?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
So for those who don't understand what was going on right there,
okay.
People, they were in a police precinct,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was looking at Denzel Washington, the detective. They were singing a song to him. Time is on my side. That person would touch another person just on the shoulder. Just touch him on the shoulder. You can pull that down, though. Touch another person on the shoulder. The next person who got touched on the shoulder, he's watching this song get passed from person to person.
Right.
With just a simple touch.
Mm-hmm.
I just realized Andy Sweeney touched Mark Blakenbaker. It's him. I hear Andy Sweeney through Mark Blakenbaker. Andy goes, "You gonna get some guards, baby?" Then I come around the corner and Mark Blakenbaker, "You gonna get some guards, baby?" Time is on Mark Blakenbaker's side.
Yeah.
Right now, Andy left.
Wow.
Is on my side.
Andy's in Knoxville.
Yes, no. He is. He's right here.
But he's actually still in this office.
Side. That's incredible.
He's Pat. Andy's here now.
Wow. Because the first thing Mark said to me, I don't think I've ever been mocked about Louisville basketball by Mark Blankenbaker come around the corner today and went, "Oh, is it Amani Bates Day, guys?"
I was like, "I'm like Sweeney?
I know.
Is that you?"
Legitimately.
Hey. Why were you singing that song? I wasn't singing a song, Marcus. Why'd you ask me about Amani Bates?
I should run back there and grab you and say, "What did you mean by Amani Bates, man?"
Hey, you.
Hey.
So.
Look at me.
Yes.
Hey, you.
That's what that is.
Wow.
Sweeney can pass along.
That's frightening.
Listen, he did it to Jack. He did it to Patty. All he did is touched him on the shoulder.
Wow.
And they become him.
Now Mitch is doing it all over St. Louis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes!
That's a good point.
That's a great point.
Coop's doing it in Greece.
Yes. Cooper did it too.
God.
Jim's in Colorado. Oh my
God. Is on my side.
Yes, screw monkey pox, it's Sweeney pox.
I figured it out.
My God.
I figured it out.
It's actually kind of creepy, but yeah.
No, it's reality, Steve.
I know.
You just said you believe. And in angels, Steve. And demons. And I forgot the name of that particular demon in the movie, but everyone knows what I'm talking about.
Wow.
And Denzel was the only person who could attempt to get this thing.
Wow.
It's a great movie, people.
So am I Denzel?
No, you're
John. I'm not John Goodman. I'm not John Goodman.
Yes, you are.
Go to break. Not John Goodman. You're Roseanne.
It's James Gandolfini, by the way.
What?
Not John Goodman.
What are you talking about?
It's James Gandolfini, not John Goodman in that scene.
No, John Goodman's in that movie.
Oh, but in that scene.
Well, it's James Gandolfini. That scene, Nick.
Oh, okay. Sorry. My bad.
He's in the movie, too.
Okay. I thought you said that was him singing. Sorry.
My bad. He sings in the movie, too.
Oh, okay. All right. My bad.
You're Roseanne. Go to break.
I want to be Darlene, at least.
Welcome back. It's midday from Marcus Maven. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take this opportunity to remind you all that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. So,
right on.
This is what happens.
Okay. What happens?
I am in an environment where I feel like we don't feel like people love to show off their knowledge, mm-hmm. use their knowledge to drag it into the comparison world for analysis. One conversation we got to have today is the amount of the level of, or you two gentlemen may be able to carry on this conversation, the level of expectations Kenny Payne, Chris Mack, David Padgett, when taking over the job. Okay. That's one conversation we're mm-hmm. gonna have to revisit that a couple of times, you know, during the summer. But you know, one of those comparisons of expectations are going to be unavoidable.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
It's one conversation. Another conversation. Yesterday, I believe after the show, you kind of started getting the Imani Bates, a little more details about why the mm-hmm. you know, the crystal balls were, you know, kind of changing or wavering, or percentages were wavering and things like that. We didn't really talk about the details. To give people a little bit of perspective, do you want to kind of just throw it out there?
Yeah, just I mean, in
because I did not know how much he was in, you know, in the beginning, you know, with Michigan.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was, I mean, when he first entered the portal, it was very much, you know, that Michigan was in the lead, you know, and different things. And then it kind of come out that Michigan didn't have a spot left.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Louisville then became kind of the choice. Everybody was like.
So not to be revisionist.
Yeah.
At first, it was Michigan.
Yeah, yeah.
When he was leaving Memphis.
And it wasn't necessarily his choice mm-hmm. to not go to Michigan. It didn't sound like it. It sounded like it was Michigan's. Like, we don't have a spot for
like
you.
Yeah. Memphis now want to go home.
Yeah. So, Louisville ends up being kind of the choice. Well, then you get the kid, the Houston kid that stays in the draft that Michigan wasn't expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And
spot opens up.
Now there's
up.
A spot open.
Mutual interest. And
it might just be as simple as that.
And I want to add in the thing. Like, I kind of talked about it yesterday, maybe a little bit last night. I don't entertain a lot of bad culture fit conversation from the player side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to be clear. Like, people think that I'm okay, if they say a kid has a checkered past, or if they say he has some red flags or something like that, it's not that I say, okay, who cares about the red flags if they're coming here? But if you don't get them and say, oh, well, Kenny Payne thought this guy was red flags. I don't need to give that red flag pass either coming into the university or going. Why do I say that? Because in this sport, you know, in the sport of basketball, I know an environment that is not here for the, I don't know how to say this. I don't want to be clean about the way I say this. An environment with the Kenny Payne, a Nolan, Danny Manning, these are strong men.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Steve, this is not the environment where you need a good cop or bad cop. I say this all the time. I'm sorry. I know y'all get sick of hearing this, but these are baseline blocks of development. You know, we joke around about my family. Best thing is everybody backs up each other, mm-hmm. even when they disagree. You know, there is no woman in the family that has said in front of the children, it's too hot out there. You need to bring them in.
Right.
You know.
Right.
The women will, you know, and I'm using this as my family reference. This is not me, you know, going sexist. You know, hey,
no, just the, how the different de- families
the dad
structured.
In my family. Had the sons outside practicing in heat, stress, you know, pushing their bodies to stressful levels. No. We find out later on the women had problems with the men from day one. It's too hot out there. We live in Fort Ord, Texas, Michael. Marcus is 4.
Sound like me having a conversation with Charity yesterday. She was like, because I went out for a run yesterday, and she's like, and I have to go about 2:33.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, you okay? Are you okay out there? And I text her back. I'm like, I'm not even sun blind. Like, she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't have tunnel. Like, like you've never done 2 days? I thought Mike Bush did a great job. He tweeted yesterday. He's like, I did 2 days in this. I'm like, until first it's tunnel vision. And then when that starts to to narrow, you're like, okay, I need a break.
Yeah, but that's how they do it.
Yeah.
You know, the uncles, they have pushed their bodies to where I'm going to teach you to identify stressors to say, now, young son, now is when you shut it down. Okay, I can teach you.
I mean, we've all been outside at practice or whatever, and you're like, I can't see anybody.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
And
like,
you know that, and your body knows that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I've read a book about dealing with stress that you haven't read. Yeah. Sweetheart. You know, so that's why, Marcus, Mike, we're going to be fine. You know what I'm saying? I'll be able to recognize when they can't handle the fatigue. You know? Oh, yeah, right. Okay. My point to all that is when you say championship environments, Kenny Payne says, okay, that's you haven't reached sun tunnel vision yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You're fine. Oh, coach, I'm gonna throw up. You know, it's like, no, you're fine.
Yeah.
Or I don't care.
Yes, you're going to.
Yeah, okay. So here's the problem. When you get a full environment of 8-9 guys who accept that level, and then you have an assistant coach that's like the supportive wife that says, you know, hey, do what your dad says. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we can talk later on in the meeting, like, hey, you know, I probably shouldn't make that comparison, but you get the point. Supportive environments, boy, do what your uncle said. Do what your uncle said. Do what your dad said. You know, you know, hey, we'll talk about later. We'll talk as a team later. These gentlemen know the same stresses. They come from the same teaching schools. They're going to have the same message. That cleans up character flaws. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, listen, everybody knows a kid who will run to the other parent or run to the other coach. And you know those environments where, oh, I think that Coach Hayden because this coach brought me in.
Mm-hmm.
Without saying it, we've heard that complaint at the University of Louisville.
In the last 12 months.
Yeah. This coach brought me in.
Mm-hmm.
This coach got fired, so I'm not getting the same playing time because this coach is pushing for his recruit to play, so he can be responsible for, oh, I brought Jalen Withers in here, and he's the best player here. Now I can get a job.
An extortion guy brought me in, and then like now I'm here with this guy, you know, and
something happened with the mic. Jeez. Calvin!
Nick's like, just let it go, guys. God, just let it
go. You like Disney? Let it go, Steve. Let it go.
Listen, I don't know. Listen, who's a better friend? Nick Valvano to Dino Gaudio?
Or John Ramsey?
John Ramsey to Tom Jones.
Listen, y'all can. I'm sorry. I like John. I always have.
Yeah, listen,
you won't find a more ride or die than John, man.
Listen, I need those in my life.
Y'all cannot like him. That's my guy.
You get a Nicky and a John in your corner, you can take over.
Nick's like, bro. Nicky B's like, they let Steve go. Nick's like, I'm going to U of L.
Right?
Like, hey.
Forward copy CC.
Excuse me, fellas.
Yeah, hey, somebody got to get him back in here, man. This is my guy.
Environments.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not going to disagree. And listen, and don't come whine to me when coach, you know, rips you. No, we all recruited you together. You won't hear the separate talk about the recruiting because they all came in here together.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the focus that, okay, put it this way. Kenny Payne did not throw out feelers for assistant coaches.
Mm-hmm.
He made a call. He got his guy.
Mm-hmm.
They were hoping to get that call.
Yeah.
He made the other call. He said, I couldn't have picked a better staff. The guys that I wanted, I got. I even got Milt Wagner in an advisory position.
And didn't have to. I thought that was an interesting thing when Milt was there, when somebody was like asking him about Milt Wagner being on the top three. I thought Coach Payne did a great job at saying, this is my guy. He's been out the game for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get his feet wet. Like, yeah. And he said it with Milt Wagner sitting right there.
Right
like,
there.
This is no shade
to
him.
That's no ego.
But I'm not. Yeah. For him to be able to handle that, like, I'm not putting him on my top three right now because, I mean, he needs to get back in the game. You know?
Again, and I'm not going to stop repeating it because these are this is the building blocks of the whole KP era is when Reese Gaines sits on the night show.
Best thing's ever been said.
And says, if Russ Smith is in the gym, he's a coach too. And Kenny Payne will let Russ Smith talk to L. Ellis because he knows all these guys got something to offer of greatness. You know what I'm saying? So he explained, like, everybody in here who was put on that jersey is a coach as well, you know. And everybody knows not to circumvent Kenny Payne, you know, Coach Payne's authority on this. You know, I'm not going to unsay anything. I'm never going to say what he's telling you is wrong. I'm going to say, do what he says. Got something that may help if you run into trouble, you know, or something that may be an addition to what he's saying, you know, things like it. But it's just a supportive environment. Again, those kind of environments, you don't get a lot of stray kids. You don't get kids leaking stories about fights in practice because everybody is antenna ears.
Mm-hmm.
If I hear this, if somebody else hears, you're leaking stories to people and word is getting out here that these guys fought over some food and stuff like that. No, we're going to find out right now who it is because the players want to get that out of their locker room. I mean, it's just top down. It's just top down organization.
Well, because, and it's unneeded. It's unneeded conversation because, like, the story, you know, obviously the rumored story. Yep. And it's there with Mike and Sydney. And then you find out you're like, Mike and Sydney are like best friends. Like, so maybe they did scuffle.
Yeah. Or.
And whatever.
Or maybe it was a agent of chaos trying to move their self up the ladder.
And there's always that. There's always that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get everybody buzzing about these guys. I'm going to put it out there that these guys are so I can move up the ladder.
Yeah, but just,
Yeah, Kenny's working them so hard that whoever plays is because they earned it.
Sure.
I'm not going to feel like Josh brought me in, so he's playing me more than no, you know.
Well, that's what I say even with the like, when somebody questions why is a strength and conditioning coach, for instance. I'm like, well, go ask any of these players how workouts are right now. Every one of them are like, bro, these workouts are insane. Then he'll get it. You know, like when it's time that the strength and conditioning coach will be there.
We have.
It's not like if the players were like, well, you know, we can't really do major workouts right now because we don't have, then I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's a problem.
Can you imagine like having all these workouts throughout the summer where you're having to use your your safety indicators?
Yes.
And then that's not even the final boss.
Yeah, like, I know. You're like, wait a minute, we don't have a strength and conditioning coach yet? Like, I'm dying.
I like the phrase you use, the final boss.
Yeah,
It's like the Mario King Koopa hasn't even showed up yet.
I can't breathe.
No, yeah, but.
Yeah.
But this is strength and conditioning going on right now.
Yeah.
And Jalen Withers came on the night show and said as much.
Yeah.
It's the strength and conditioning mental part before we even get to basketball.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get to basketball.
Yeah.
Steve, even under Coach Crum, we played basketball with a tennis ball. Until people learned where to be. We passed a tennis ball.
Mm-hmm.
You have to run. Get. Yeah, because you don't know the plays.
I know, yeah.
Why, you don't get to dribble. You got to earn the right to dribble.
How mad did that make you? Not now. No, I don't want to hear from.
No.
I don't want to hear from Marcus now. When Coach Crum bounced the tennis ball to you, you were like, is this a joke?
Keep going, Steve.
I cannot believe you just gave me.
You know what I was doing.
God, that's the tennis.
I was dunking.
That was about the time Steve Rummage was getting a volleyballer.
Listen.
If this ball was a volleyball.
And Coach Crum was like, no, Marcus, that's not your cut. I was like, Coach, I just wanted to dunk. I just wanted to dunk the tennis ball. Hey, yo, you're goofing off, and you're so. Listen, all y'all who had my back and thought Coach Crum wasn't playing, keep in mind I was dunking the tennis ball sometimes.
If any referee had ever forgotten, and at Bullet Central had just walked out, threw up a volleyball, and didn't realize it, we'd have been one of the best teams in state.
With your volleyball,
three or four of us, man, could just.
Banging the volleyball crazy. No, listen, Steve. Last thing, let Davenport vouch for this story.
Okay.
They put the rebounding thing on the rim.
Also, let me just throw it out there, Coach Davenport. If you beat this game, well, I'm never talking to you again. Consider that a threat.
Sneak that in.
Yeah. Consider that a threat,
Steve.
Just got a text from Coach Davenport. Yeah. Says bet.
And don't you come out with your 4-year players and take advantage of my guys.
Steve,
never speak to him again.
Coach, that speak. You listen. Mm-hmm. You don't know how accurate you were about my lack of respect for gimmicks.
Okay, let's hear it.
I don't like gimmicks.
The bubble, the rebounding bubble.
Oh God. Oh God. You know what I'm talking about, Nikki?
Oh, I shined.
What is this now?
See, I shined. Boy, Nikki. They put that rebounding bubble. I was like, let's Nikki. Go.
Okay, the basketball can technically, it can technically fit inside this bubble that they stick on top of the rim. So basically, you have a 99.9% chance of missing the shot.
Oh, okay.
Maybe if you like get a super duper athlete, jumps up there like Earl Manigault and finally places the basketball in the perfect circle. State your business, Mark. State your business.
Oh, boy.
State your business. I
just wanted to pop in
and
say that it's not my fault
That
we only have non-scholarship players.
Listen, y'all remember when Mark was a little
guards?
Fan?
Guards? Hey, do it, guards. Guards. Dang it, Mark, you touched me.
Have a great the rest of the
Nikki.
Day.
He came in here and touched Nikki.
Oh,
he
no.
put his arm around Nikki's
Six
shoulder.
6 feet, Mark.
Call
6 feet. Don't you listen to the V-Show? We talk about this.
YouTube just saw it. Go ahead and sing it. Sing it, Nikki. Sing it. No, you sing it with your own voice.
Time after time.
I hate them.
Nikki, that was the perfect opportunity for you to just...
Meet the Mets.
You forgot the song?
No, I know. Time's on my side.
That's terrible.
You went to Cyndi Lauper?
Mark, but
you saw what he did.
And
y'all just heard. And this is the diehard Louisville fan show.
Did you hear the energy? It's not my fault. We only have.
Did y'all ever think Mark Blankenbaker would be mocking Louisville basketball?
Did you? You heard it too, y'all. Yeah, like don't act like Marcus and Steve. Or don't do that, Nick. Don't do that.
Try and disinfect.
That's not disinfected, Nick.
Oh no,
we've been
not.
Through this.
Oh, it smells really strong too. Pop.
Ken's gonna be in there passed out. I know why.
And here's the problem, Steve. Steve, Mark knew the moment he came into this office that I was gonna say, state your business. He wanted to jump in the show.
He wanted to be caught.
And, yes.
I know.
And ha ha, tell everybody that listens to 93.9 right now that ha ha, it's not my fault. So you realize that's a passive-aggressive way of saying, hey, it's not my fault. It's Kenny Payne's fault that we only have 9 scholarship. Oh, we only have 9 scholarship.
It's players. Breaking my heart, man. Like, Mark was – he was one of the generals, man. And it's like
– he was the sheriff, Steve.
It's like we're losing him. We've lost him.
We lost him.
We've lost him.
Time, man, is on my side.
Terrible.
Take that phone call, Nikki.
Somebody said the UK sheriff.
No, we'll take this phone call real quick, and then we'll go back to it. Darren from Nolan Lake, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
I've got 3 quick hitters, Marcus and Steve. First of all, these last couple of years have been hectic. I've been listening like 95% of the shows at night because of everything going on during the day, as you can imagine, with the coronavirus, deaths in the family, and all that kind of thing. But I wanted to thank you guys, both of you, for lighting the load for me at night, making me laugh and cry at the same time. So I wanted to throw that out there. I appreciate you guys so much.
Appreciate that, appreciate man. You. Appreciate that.
And the first quick hit I want to say, up to this point, what Kenny Payne done from the hiring standpoint till now, in my mind, not to have any quote-unquote head coaching experience, I think he's done a phenomenal job of navigating everything up to this point, guys. I've been really impressed. And the second thing, I wanted to go back. And Marcus and Steve, that fallen thing is so funny. It's how ironic. I watched that movie late one night when I was by myself. Everything had died down. And one of my favorite parts of the movie is, you know, when he had that cigarette and he was narrating when he said, "Oh, I didn't tell you about the time I almost died."
I got a little scared because people still want to see the movie, Darren. You can't tell that.
Absolutely, man. That's, I know, good, but it's an older. But the third thing, I got to bring this up, and this was a conversation 3 weeks ago, and I wanted to call in them, but I never got an opportunity. But when you guys touched on the double quarter pounder with the high C, oh, man, you're talking about bringing in some nostalgic old memories, man. Of course, but after basketball practice at Hart County High, we had to go all the way to either K-State or Glasgow to get the McDonald's. But what I did extra, Marcus and Steve, when y'all mentioned the high C drink, by the time I got back home to close to Nolan Lake where I lived at the time with Mom and Dad in high school, was I would make Mom stop by and also finish off the evening with an orange Gatorade after all that, guys.
Absolutely.
Right.
I love some orange Gatorade. I got some of them. I got free right now. Yep, yep.
I hear you. Well, hey, listen, I love you guys. Thank you so much for helping me personally through all these tough times the last couple of years. And sorry I've been missing action for so long, but it's been hard and tough. But, hey, we're still here. You got to keep on keeping on, guys. Yeah. Anyway, I love you guys. And as always, go Cards.
Appreciate well you, said. Darren.
Appreciate the
good
call.
Good hearing from you, man.
Who we got next up, Nikki? Jason, thanks for joining 93.9. What's on your mind?
So glad you guys have pointed out these weird traits that Mark Blankenbaker's been doing. Because I've thought for years that Santa Claus, Indiana is a hub for extraterrestrials. And now I'm convinced. There's no doubt in my mind. Mark is from another planet.
Or that. Or that. That is an alternate.
You know, all the meats and cheeses and the swimming pools and all the traveling to just mediocre games that, you know, Louisville's playing, I think it's all up front. I think he's from somewhere else. But I'm so glad you guys pointed it out. Y'all take care, all right?
Appreciate you, Jason.
It's not Men in Black, it's Mark in Black.
Nah, this is one, like, I'm not celebrating this one, man. It's terrible, but, I mean, you guys heard it, man. He's just, we lost him.
Keep your eye on Nikki.
I know.
Just keep your eye on Nikki, especially this next hour.
I can't believe you're going to leave and leave me here with him after that. And now I have to deal with this. And I have to deal with this extraterrestrial now.
I have to
enjoy it.
I have to stop at Vision Works.
Do what you gotta do, man.
I gotta.
Glasses go good on you, man.
Thank you.
Speaking of smart,
it's a good look.
I was like, do I have
one? No.
Where'd they go?
No, I was just saying.
I don't like the glasses.
I'm gonna try to save this Louisville fandom one person at a time.
We're on. It is Marcus Maven on 99 The Bill.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.